what we found in trying to develop a response to this is it's three separate perspectives. There's the original equipment manufacturers who have one perspective on how they would or would not be able to certify to the authenticity of their products and then accept some form of liability if they were later found to be counterfeit.
So, excuse me, that's the companies like Cisco, Dell, the people that make the stuff in the first place.
Correct. And this extends to software, too. We're not just talking about hardware. So
right.
It's the entire spectrum. The second set is the resellers and distributors who may or may not be part of that authorized chain of product distribution for a company, but these companies are frequently found on the GSA schedules, for example. And the third group is the systems integrators who have very long supply chains, and what this essentially asks is that when you're not the manufacturer, you have written certification from the manufacturer that the product is authentic, and to manage that in a weapons development system for every electronic component could be extremely burdensome on the administrative end. So it can be different perspectives, but difficult in all areas.
And so what's the practical outcome of this regulation if it remains intact, that you are ultimately responsible for supplying faulty, through maybe not of your own knowledge, but some kind of faulty program or faulty, you know, piece of hardware to a federal government agency?
Well, first, be clear that our industry is as concerned about this issue as anyone else is. It's our companies that are having their names misused or fraudulently represented on their products. So we want to reach a solution and find a way forward as much as anyone else does. The impact, however, if you're a commercial company, first, this type of level of liability is unknown in the commercial marketplace. You would not find a contractor in the commercial market accepting unlimited liability for a product they deliver. Generally, there are warranties and things of that sort, and there are similar representations on the government side where if I deliver a product and it doesn't work as I said it would, I'm going to fix it or replace it. Most companies are not set up to look for the authenticity of a product or a chip in a product. They're set up to determine whether or not a product functions properly, and we think that goes to the root of what is missing from the government's proposal. They haven't clearly outlined what the problem is. Is it a performance issue or is it a security issue? And addressing each of those probably requires a different answer.
We're talking with Trey Hodgkins. He's the Vice President of Federal Government Programs for the Information Technology Association of America. And there's really two issues, as you say. There's faulty products, and often warranties and guarantees cover those. You know, we've all had bad, you know, computers where the screen goes out and you send it back and they fix it. But then there's the issue of counterfeit parts coming from maybe China or Russia, or things that have been remarked, or old parts that have been marked as new and get back into the supply chain. How widespread is that problem, do you think, for, you know, equipment manufacturers?
Well, the problem is certainly big enough to appear on most of their radar screens, and it's an issue that they address and will chase down if they can identify it and they find it. But again, sometimes these people who are doing it are very good at what they do, and the products function as they are intended. Their intent, the counterfeiter's intent, is simply to make money off of someone else's good name. And so there may not be a malicious intent in plugging this product into a network. It's going to function the way you thought it was. It's just using remanufactured or recycled products, none of which are good for intellectual property for the manufacturers and things of that sort, and we want to see those things stopped. But they're very difficult to detect, even for the original equipment manufacturers. It can be very hard to root these things out if the product functions as it's designed to function.
But then there's also the issue of maybe security issues, you know, backdoors being built into software that's a little more dangerous.
Absolutely. The issue of creating a portal into the government networks in some way is very critical and very important for national security and for homeland security. And we would not want to try and promote that in any way by having faulty supply chains. Our approach that we propose in our response is that we look at the supply chain and we try and find ways to better control the sourcing. You know, the government shares some responsibility here. Several of the instances that were cited where a counterfeit product was identified, the acquirer had used non-traditional means, you know, a government charge card, an internet website, to go and buy something rather than trying to use mechanisms or means that had some assurance to the product that was going to be delivered.
So is that a cost function? Was that for cost reasons?
That's what we believe was the case and what was indicated in what we've seen. You know, the FBI has an ongoing investigation on this issue, and that seems to be a big driver. And perhaps, you know, in this instance, seeking the lowest cost for the taxpayer is not going to provide you with the end product you're looking for. You don't get the levels of assurance you're seeking.